All right, welcome to Brightown Broadcast News for Tuesday, September 19th, 2023. Mike Adams here. Thank you for joining me today. I'm not sure if we have an interview today. I'll have to check. I've done so many recently, I've lost track. But if not today, definitely we have one coming up for you tomorrow. And today's podcast might be a little shorter than usual. I was on the Jonathan Emord three-hour telethon event yesterday afternoon, hosted by Robert Scott Bell. And that went extraordinarily well. Jonathan Emord is a health freedom advocate of the highest order. He's an attorney. He's known as the FDA Dragon Slayer. By the way, he's beaten the FDA 8 times in federal court. And the man has an intellect that is off the charts. And he's decided to run for the United States Senate for the state of Virginia. And believe me, if we get him into the Senate,
the world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in 3 layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Experts agree that cardio, muscle, and brain exercise are critical to overall health. But what if you discovered you were missing an exercise that the Surgeon General says was just as important? It's called Juvent, the first clinically proven micro-impact platform in the world. Juvent's clinically proven, patented technology discovers the right frequency of micro-impact for your body. Simply stand on it for 12 seconds and calibrates the Juvent to the uniqueness of your size and body mass.
Brought up the webpage here of the Juvent webpage so people know what we're talking about. It's a platform, it's a micro-impact platform. And I literally use it every day.
Knee pains and joint problems and back pains that they've seen resolve with using Juvent.
And believe me, if we get him into the Senate, it's going to be, he's going to be instantly your favorite senator, even more than Senator Rand Paul, who's also amazing. But Emord's going to be your favorite senator by far because he's super strong on health freedom. He opposes all the mandates, the vaccine mandate, the mask mandates, all the BS. He opposes the very existence of the FDA as it is currently structured, by the way. And he understands how it's all rigged for big pharma. He understands how the vaccine industry is rigged and how it's rigged against dietary supplements and all of this. Plus, he's super strong on the First Amendment, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment. And, well, pretty much everything the Founding Fathers stood for. So Jonathan Emord is the man to get into the Senate who can make an incredible difference. If you want to help support him, his website, by the way, is Emord, E-M-O-R-D, for VA. That's F-O-R-V-A, which is for Virginia. So emordforva.com. And if you click on the upper right, click the contribution button there, you can make a contribution. And I just want to encourage you, you know, I normally don't come on here and ask you to donate to anybody, really, or nearly anybody. But for Emord, it's also about the number of individuals who make a donation. So if you could find it in your heart, even to make a $1 donation or a $5 donation. I mean, even something small. It's about the number of different people who are donating. And that actually registers and it aids Emord in being able to raise additional funds and also to get more participation for speeches and debates and media opportunities and so on. So if you want to
help America today and help yourself in the process, go to emordforva.com and donate $5, you know, or whatever you want to donate. I donated $3,300 because that's the limit. And I'm just like, you know what? Money's not going to be worth anything if we lose our constitutional republic. So I'm just going to take as much as I can and help Emord get elected, because what else are we going to do? You know, we got to help good people get elected. And then Sunday, of course, you know, I was monitoring and helping to host, well, I should say the platform hosting the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. event, the town hall, which also went well. And I talked about that yesterday. And so that's, you know, it's, I know that, of course, RFK Jr. is a Democrat and Jonathan Emord is a Republican, and they differ on a lot of other topics, but you know, both of these men are men of honor. And that's something that's really missing in politics today. So I almost don't care what party people are in. If they are men or women of honor, then that counts for me. You know, people of integrity, that's who we've got to help get back in. And when these people have the courage to stand up and effectively sacrifice years of their lives in order to run for office and to take the barrage of defamation, hit pieces and smears and slanders, and also to live your life with no sleep, no sleep whatsoever. Can you imagine running for president, how little sleep you get? That's crazy. You know, that's a serious sacrifice. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is willing to make that sacrifice. Excuse me. By the way, RFK Jr. said something that kind of angered a lot of people. And then also Trump said something that angered a lot of people. I just want to cover these two things because I kind of failed to mention some of this yesterday. But RFK Jr. came out and said he wants to ban fracking. Now, fracking, as you may be aware, fracking is the technology that injects chemicals underground in order to extract more energy. And it does cause some chemical contamination underground. It does. And it also can cause a lot of small earthquakes and so on. But at the same time, fracking is responsible for a tremendous amount of energy extraction that helps keep energy more affordable for our economy right now, because we're still on a fossil fuel economy. Now, whatever you think of fracking, by the way, the fact that RFK came out and said he wants to ban fracking has definitely made a lot of people not like him, at least people who are in the energy sector, right? And that's a big sector of the economy. And right now with Joe Biden banning more gas exploration and oil exploration, and of course banning pipelines and so on, gas prices are going up. Energy is getting more expensive. And as energy gets more expensive, food gets more expensive. So if you like affordable food, you probably like affordable energy, whether you realize it or not. But if you like food to get a lot more expensive, then you might like banning fracking, which is what RFK Jr. just said he supports. But again, he's not an unreasonable man in the sense that he has his own thinking process about pollution and about, you know, environmental impacts and so on. It's not like, you know, RFK doesn't say he's going to do something just because he's ordered to do something. He doesn't say anything out of emotion. You can bet that if he announces something or makes a decision, that he has gone through an internal thought process and has arrived at what he believes to be a data-driven conclusion, whether you agree with it or not, or whether I agree with it or not. RFK Jr. can always be trusted to have a rationale for his own decisions. And that's something, again, that's something strong in today's climate of not just, you know, typical Democrat liars, but people who want to destroy this nation. You know, so look, there's no perfect candidate, but at least the people that we're talking about here, like RFK Jr. and Trump, they're not actively trying to destroy this country. Now, let's talk about Trump for a second, because he said recently, and I don't know if I should read you the quote or not. It's just basically he said that the Republicans should compromise on abortion. And it sounds like he is opposed to the kind of the heartbeat laws that ban abortion after a heartbeat is detected. Now, I know there's some debate about what week that is. Some people say it's week 15. Some people say it's week 20 or 21. But whatever that is, Trump appears to be backing away from a pro-life position. And this is angering, of course, the pro-life people, the evangelist crowd that, you know, wants Trump to stick to his guns and to say that life begins at conception and that it's always wrong to murder another unique human being, even if it's just a day after conception. However, what Trump is saying is that the Democrats are so incredibly passionate about their, quote, right to murder their own babies, which is what Democrats love to do, that it's going to cost Republicans the election if Republicans don't compromise a little bit. This is what Trump is saying. If Republicans don't compromise on abortion and allow, some kind of abortion, like first trimester or something like that. And again, regardless of what you think about abortion, I'm just bringing you this news that Trump is angering a whole lot of pro-life people. And also, and this is a paraphrase, I'm not going to go through the exact quote, but recently Trump was asked by someone during an interview something about, you know, can a man become a woman? And his answer wasn't very good, actually. You know, it should have been, no, of course a man can't become a woman. That's insane. You know, he didn't say that at all. He started talking about, I don't know, it's like gibberish. It's just like, well, a man can, some people think that this can be the definition of a man or the definition of a woman. And a lot of people were looking at that like, what? What are you talking about? This is the easiest question in the world. It's, if it's a pop quiz, can a man become a woman? If you want to get an A on that pop quiz, the answer is no. If you want an A plus, it's heck no. I mean, there's how can you fail that question? So there are some people that are a little bit concerned that Trump is wavering on some of these core issues and that Trump may be trying to shift into a more centrist position, which is a little bit concerning. And I guess we'll just have to watch it and see what happens. Now, meanwhile, RFK Jr. is talking more like a conservative than are many conservatives in the United States Senate. So RFK Jr. wants to protect the border and close the border. And he wants, by the way, nationwide voter ID, which is something that even like Glitch McConnell and other Republicans won't even support. So isn't it a strange time right now when you've got RFK Jr. sounds like a conservative and Trump is starting to sound like a centrist? And what does this all mean? And of course, Joe Biden sounds like a lunatic. So doesn't it beg the question of like who makes the most sense? And according to some people, you know, it's Vivek Ramaswamy or it's Dr. Shiva or some other independent candidate that actually seems to make the most sense on a lot of these issues. But anyway, it's not going to be a boring election season. That's for sure. All right. Now, in other news, you may be aware that the United States Air Force has lost an F-35 stealth fighter jet. It's gone. It's lost. And, you know, a pilot ejected out of it, and then it continued on its way and just flew away. And now they have no idea where it is. And in fact, the Air Force has said that if you have sighted the plane anywhere, that you're supposed to, let's see, supposed to call Jenny at 8675309. Yeah, that's, if you don't know what that's all about, that was a song from the 1980s, and I'm sorry if you missed the 1980s. It was way more fun than 2023. All right, all jokes aside, the debris of this $80 million stealth fighter has been recovered just north of Charleston, South Carolina, in a field, the media now reports. And they said that this jet, they said the pilot ejected, and I guess it's a United States Marine Corps jet, not Air Force. I got that wrong. U.S. Marine Corps. They've lost track of an $80 million jet. And they say the plane continued to fly in, quote, zombie mode, sparking the Pentagon to ground all models. So now we have a two-day, a 48-hour grounding of all F-35s. That's not at all suspicious, knowing the history of 9/11 and the stand-down orders and the false flags and all that. The story from the UK Daily Mail says the pilot enabled the autopilot function prior to his ejection, and then they just lost track of it. Now, I don't believe this at all. You know, first of all, these planes have transponders, right? So they're always announcing where they are. And then secondly, you know, there's all kinds of military bases over there near Charleston and the surrounding region, and they're all running radar, and there's air traffic control. You can't tell me that this thing didn't blip on somebody's radar. Like, we can't find it. And it's flying around the skies of America. Does that make you feel warm and fuzzy and secure, knowing that there can be a zombie mode fighter plane just flying across America, and the entire Pentagon has no idea where it is or what it is or what's up there or where it's going? I mean, this is insane. I guess China's laughing yet again. You know, it's not enough that they're laughing at all the drag queen, you know, U.S. Army recruitment videos. It's just the laughing stock of the world. But now it's like, wow, America doesn't even know what's in its own skies. And they have military planes that fly on their own in zombie mode and then crash. We call this an auto-crashing fighter jet. Kind of like a Tesla, but in the air. Auto-crashing mode activated, and then the pilot ejects. Where will it crash? No one knows. But the Pentagon actually put out a call for people. Like, have you seen debris from a $80 million stealth fighter jet? Have you seen any debris anywhere? Anything, any fireballs? And they put out a hotline number, like I was joking, 867-5309. And I guess people were calling in. I can only imagine what some of those calls must have been. Can you imagine some rural South Carolina guy drunk on Sunday night dialing the number? Well, I don't know if it's one of them F-35 Lightning jets, but something did come out of the sky and it abducted me. And I'm pretty sure there was some anal probing involved. And then they set me back down. So that's why I'm calling you. And whoever they was ugly looking and they stank. Actually, I think he's just describing like a Democrat fundraising team or something of that kind. But, you know, you can imagine what these phone calls would be like. And how insane is this? Again, I mean, just the mockery of the United States Marine Corps over this, which is sad because the Marine Corps is, you know, arguably perhaps the most capable branch of the U.S. military. And this is very embarrassing for them. Just lose track of a fighter jet. Anyway, nobody's buying the story. Nobody's buying it. And watch everything for the next 48 hours because this two-day stand-down order appears to be the perfect window to allow an attack on America to take place, doesn't it? Perfect window. Oh, well, you know, we can't fly any aircraft because there's a stand-down order because they might go into zombie mode. You see, the zombie apocalypse is here. You just didn't know it was going to involve fighter jets. It's like, how did they come up with this? Now, by the way, what if this was all a cover story for an actual crashed extraterrestrial vehicle, huh? Like, maybe a UFO really did crash and they had to hurry up and come up with a story. You know, it's just to cover it up and have national security barricades and everything so people don't get close to it. And they had to come up with a story. Let's just say that the pilot was flying and he just ejected and the plane kept flying. And then the other guy's like, well, what should we tell the public? Like, why would the plane keep flying? Well, let's just say it has a mode where it keeps going by itself. Autopilot. Let's say it's on autopilot. And the other guy's like, I'm not sure people are going to believe that. Well, let's call it zombie mode. Oh, yes, definitely. The public will believe zombie mode. And that's what's being reported. Zombie mode. there's like a little switch on the flight control panel. Click zombie mode. Makes me wonder if U.S. Army tanks have zombie mode. Wouldn't that be something? You just click on zombie mode and you bail out of the tank and you're like, there it goes. Like, where's it going? We don't know. It's in zombie mode. Can it fire? Oh, yeah, we switched on the auto cannons also. It's in zombie mode. It's roving the countryside, shooting at random targets. This is what happens when your country goes completely insane. Speaking of zombies and other supernatural creatures, remember that tranny spokesperson that is speaking out for Ukraine? Who has been saying crazy, insane things like, we will hunt you down and bleed you dry, or whatever this creature keeps saying.
and is talking about how Putin feeds on the blood of children. It's like this weird, creepy, tranny creature. Well, let's see. U.S. Senator J.D. Vance had put out a demand asking if this tranny, creepy creature was tied to the U.S. intelligence community. Because everybody's seeing these videos like, who is this person? Why is it an American transgender speaking on behalf of Ukraine, seemingly dressed in some kind of mock battle uniform of some kind? Like, who is this person? What the heck is this? So this person then responded to Senator J.D. Vance and accused Vance of, quote, focusing on the tired trope of gender chaos. And it probably issued some kind of a threat, I'm guessing. Let's go through this and see. Oh, yeah. This is the person who said that Russian propagandists will be hunted down. And so in response to that, Senator Vance asked if Ukrainians plan to, quote, kill people who engage in free speech, and asked about the existence of reported kill lists. Because, again, this guy, or this tranny creature, is out there saying that enemies of Ukraine have to be hunted down. Now, by the way, you realize that, you know, if I said that, I would be arrested. If I went public here and said that anybody should be hunted down, you know, any group, any person, any nationality, any skin color, you know, anything like that, which would be crazy, but I would be arrested. I mean, my domain would be erased. Websites would be gone immediately. But somehow this tranny tyrant creature can go online and say, we're going to hunt down enemies of Ukraine. And only Senator Vance has the courage to stand up and say, wait a second, are you going to hunt down and kill people? What are you saying exactly? So anyway, Senator Vance was asking about whether this person has ties to the U.S. intelligence community and whether they're funded in any way by the U.S. A quote that he gave to Breitbart News is, quote, if the Ukrainians want to hire weirdos, that's a pretty nice term, actually, for this tranny creature. Again, if the Ukrainians want to hire weirdos to threaten Americans and others for speaking their mind, I guess that's their right. They shouldn't use our tax dollars to do it. And we shouldn't pretend this is a war for freedom when our supposed ally is threatening violence to anyone who opposes the war. Yeah, really good point, Senator Vance. You nailed it. We're supposed to be fighting for freedom and for democracy, for a country, Ukraine, where Zelensky has canceled elections, where he has outlawed independent media, especially dissenting media, is not even allowed to operate, where the Zelensky regime has assassinated journalists and now has this creepy trans creature threatening people with being hunted down and killed. And we're supposed to be defending this quote, freedom and democracy? Give me a break. There's nothing resembling freedom or democracy. It's the opposite. It's fascism. It's tyranny. And the American people are frankly getting real tired of putting up with Zelensky. I mean, yeah, we want the Ukrainian people to be at peace, to be free. But that's not going to happen under Zelensky. We want real free elections, both for Ukraine and the United States, come to think of it. And we want free speech for Ukraine and the United States. But all these other shenanigans are just getting to be too much. So then this tranny creature says the following, which of course is the typical projection of what they are doing. They're projecting it onto everybody else. He slash she slash it slash creature says, quote, the Russian propagandists and war criminals who are spreading lies and pushing false narratives are not journalists, the creature says. They are information agents in an extension of the Putin-Prigozhin effort to spread chaos and wreak havoc across the globe. Hey, that sounds exactly like the U.S. Empire. That sounds like what the United States is doing. It's exactly what Victoria Nuland is doing. It's exactly what Joe Biden is doing. And it's exactly what Zelensky is doing. Nothing but lies and propaganda and false information to spread chaos and to cause war, to start World War III.
for the purpose of trying to destroy an entire ethnic group of individuals and their country known as Russia. And as I've said before, we should find a way to make peace and restore trade. Trade is what makes food affordable. It makes families able to live. Trade is what results in abundance and real security, by the way, and allows people to rebuild their destroyed communities and their destroyed lives. We need to be trading with China and Russia and Mexico instead of declaring war on China and Russia and Mexico, which I talked about yesterday. I forgot to mention, I meant to go into that in more detail yesterday, where the United States, there are Republican senators like Glitch McConnell and others, and also Democrats who want to use the military to attack the drug cartels in Mexico. So anyway, thanks for listening. We appreciate your support. Stay informed. Share this with others who you think might find value in it. And I'll be back with you tomorrow. God bless you all. God bless America. Let's see if we can get through this together. Take care.